Did you read that shit about Ian and Matt?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. What's your take?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. I don't think you should talk about shooting people in the face at work.
At your government job.
At your government? Yeah, well, it's, I'm going to say at work.
We routinely talk about things like that at work.
Yeah, but we have a very different office environment. Like,
we have an office environment where murder is encouraged.
Yeah, if you work in a cubicle around... Yeah, if you just don't... You shouldn't say stuff like that. And then you shouldn't be surprised when you get fired. Maybe you should be a little surprised if police come to your house.
Well, when I read the first part of the story, I was like, God, man, this is the fucking man. Why do you gotta be like this, the man? Why you gotta be coming down?
Yeah.
And then I was like, God, this is just a bunch of bullshit. Because as you will recall, it had become a criminal act to wear a black coat.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're one of those black coat...
Trench coat.
...wearing...
Mafia kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was so crazy. At Mead... Was it at Mead? No, it was over at Northwood. Some friends of mine, they were in that the grade below. I guess your grade, technically.
My grade?
Yeah. And they were called... They were called the Trench Coat Mafia.
Yeah.
As well. I mean, I wonder if it's just a generalized... Anyway, that's irrelevant. But I was like, okay, well, awesome. Let's just keep criminalizing regular human conversation and, you know, purging our society of wrong thinking.
Yeah.
And then I went over and looked at it, and I was like, wow, okay, if you were not one of us, if you did not delight in dark humor...
Right. Yeah, I mean, I picture...
Think about... The fact of the matter is we've already done this fucking comic.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
Where we're sitting on the bench.
Oh, we're sitting on the bench talking about, yeah, Rainbow or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we were not arrested.
Right.
We were lucky. They let us off with a warning, but...
But, yeah, I mean, if we're in the... there's so many times where we'll be in an airport waiting for a flight and we'll start talking about a game, and you're like, well, you know what? Let's bring it down a notch.
You know what? Yeah. Let's not talk about the exact caliber of the weapon... If at all possible.
I think you just sort of have to be aware that there are people around you who don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yeah. And when you say that you got a Desert Eagle last night,
and how
awesome was it when you shot that guy in the face?
Exactly. You know, and that's really the...
And there's a lady next to you with kittens on her sweater, you know?
No, not kittens. Like, she's got those seasonal sweaters. Like, oh, it's fall. I'm going to get out the fall sweatshirt.
Her fall sweatshirt.
With the puffy paint on there.
She's doing needlepoint of, like, a teddy bear on a, you know, rocking horse.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's bullshit. And I'm not saying that it isn't bullshit.
But we live in a society.
Yeah. It's some people do not find... Some people are very sensitive about murder.
For whatever reason.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to... You know, I'm not going to point fingers.
Yeah.
But...
Common sense.
If you have a murderous vibe...
Yeah.
...about you...
Yeah.
...or if you describe potential acts, and then it gets backed up with a intense desire to research and purchase firearms...
The cops may show up. Best advice? Don't be crazy. At least don't be crazy where other people can see you.
I'm going to compromise.
Yeah.
Be less crazy.
Be less crazy, man.
Be crazy at home.
Yeah, be a little less crazy at your government job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the truth of it. But, yeah, I don't know if there's a comic about it.
I don't think there's a comic in it. I just...
Ironically.
Well, like you said, we already did a comic.
Yeah.
It's weird sometimes to see the knee-jerk reaction of the community when I think, like, how would, you know, he really did sort of screw up. Like, not every time someone gets in trouble are they, you know, angels. Like...
Angelic.
Yeah, sometimes you fuck up and maybe you get what's coming to you. Like, I'm not saying that the police should have showed up at his house. I mean, obviously, we're in a heightened level of...
National
security right now. But he was talking about shooting people at work.
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
In the face.
In the face and buying a gun. So, that's going to scare some people.
Yeah. And it's like, even if you laugh after that.
Yeah.
Like, that isn't enough to...
Like that kind of laugh?
That isn't to communicate to some people that you are joking.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a maniacal laugh. Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you were a maniac.
A lot of people saw the news about Virginia Tech and were just genuinely scared, and that's okay. Like, some people just, like you said, they don't have that dark humor.
Exactly.
They're normal, good people. They are not broken like we are.
Yeah, they are people who are, for better or worse, not ready for this jelly. And by this jelly, I'm referring to dark humor.
That was around it, yeah. I don't know about that one.
It's from Destiny's Child.
I know. Well, yeah, it sounds like we agree on that, so.
Yeah. Well, we agree.
Yeah.
You and I agree. But we don't agree with almost everyone else.
Yeah.
Which is just sort of how it goes. It's like Penny Arcade fascists! Penny Arcade in support of fascism! No, but you gotta dial it back.
Yeah. You gotta turn the crazy down to maybe 4 when you're at work.